AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. She's out. British Prime Minister Theresa May is resigning, taken down by the Brexit fight.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit. It will be for my successor to seek a way forward that honours the result of the referendum.
She leaves on June 7th, says our Charles de Ledesma.
May has bowed to relentless pressure from her party to quit over her failure to take Britain out of the European Union on schedule. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The pound and British stocks are rising on the news. The severe weather that's been battering the Midwest isn't over. The National Weather Service's David Roth says those of you traveling for the long Memorial Day weekend may have to wrestle with Mother Nature.
Chicago's within the axis both for severe weather and heavy rainfall, so Chicago's already a busy airport. This would just make things worse for them. That would be the major airport that would be impacted the whole weekend.
Meanwhile, those who live in the Midwest are trying to put their homes and their lives back together after a week of tornadoes, heavy rain, and high winds. 7 people are known dead. Aisha McLean lives in Jefferson City, Missouri, which took a direct hit Wednesday night from a tornado, blowing winds up to 160 miles per hour. She says she and her family were hit by flying debris.
It would be a hit with bricks. The roof, it was a terrifying moment for me. Like, scared. I was really scared. I'm still scared.
Riley Howell, the University of North Carolina student who was killed tackling an active shooter, has been posthumously awarded the highest military honors. Riley Howell was an Army ROTC cadet. He's been awarded a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. The attack last month killed one student and wounded 4. This is AP Radio News. President Trump wants intelligence agencies to cooperate with an investigation of the Russia investigation.
President Donald Trump is directing the U.S. intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with Attorney General William Barr as he looks into the origins of the Russia investigation. That investigation probed whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign colluded with Russia. Barr has asked John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to determine whether intelligence and surveillance methods used in the Russia investigation were lawful and appropriate. The Mueller investigation did not find cooperation between the Trump campaign and the Russian government's election interference activities, but Mueller did identify numerous links between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The price of gas as you take off on your long holiday weekend is $2.85 a gallon. That is 12 cents lower than last year at this time, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.